what do we have here? It is indeed the Wojo and the Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Now, Wojo, honestly, I was listening to Rico and Michael. I listened to the morning show. I listened to the midday show. The midday show seems very forgiving with Al Avila and the Tigers. They want to give it a little time. It sounded
maybe they
like
just get bored with the topic. You ever think of that?
Maybe. They seem forgiving, though. But can I ask you the question? Like, what is with the Al Avila thing? Like,
isn't an Al Avila thing.
Can't you talk
about the Tigers without the exact? Now we're gonna go through. He didn't get anything with JD Martinez.
He didn't draft this. Look at the lineup, Wojo. Look at the offense. It's awful.
Yes, but it wasn't supposed to be awful.
But it is, so that doesn't fall on the GM. Don't start. Are you one of these guys? Well, you bought into it, so you're part of the problem.
No, I'm just saying that the exact same roster that people thought he had dramatically improved is out there, except for the missed injured players.
You know what's funny?
And it doesn't go anywhere when you just go rehash the moves. Yes, we know he should be in danger, and he will be in danger at the end of the year. Whatever. Now what? Next. What's next? What?
Well, let me tell you. He took over the job on August 4th, 2015.
There we go for the list.
Yeah, all right. Let me just give you some of the guys on the team. And I ask you, who's on this offense that compares to any of these guys? Nick Castellanos, do you remember him? Ian Kinsler, Jose Iglesias, Rajay Davis even. All these guys could actually hit a little bit.
Do you think that was they were tearing it down. J.D. Martinez, whatever you can quibble about, certainly.
Maybe his best move as the assistant today.
But they were tearing it down. This is what gets me with you jackasses.
Oh, I'm a jackass because I'm pointing out a GM that's been here for seven years that has done a bad job.
Because you begged and begged for the rebuild and begged. And you thought, did you not think it would be awful?
You know what's so cute about you? Let me tell you what's so cute about you, Wojo. You always blame the fans.
I blame you. That's exactly what you're doing. No.
Everybody that recognized it was time for a rebuild. Rebuilds aren't supposed to take 7 years. Have you seen the Giants? They pretty much went through the same exact thing that the Tigers did.
Usually
they won 107 games last year. Oh, yeah, they suck. It usually does take seven years. Look at all the teams
that have started
a rebuild at similar times and what they're doing compared to the Tigers. The Tigers have been stuck in mud, but yet I'm the bad guy because I wanted a rebuild, I'm a bad guy because I bought into this lineup.
You're not a bad guy. I just don't understand why you're getting so upset.
Because it's horrendous.
Well, you knew it would be horrendous, number one.
No, we did not.
Number two, we don't know if it will stay that way. And number three, what happens to Avila today, tomorrow, next week, next month is inconsequential. It means nothing. So you're talking into space again. That's what gets me, drives me crazy, is that it doesn't go anywhere. You just repeat the exact same thing.
Okay, Woj, look at this offense. Look at this team. You sat in that seat before the season started, and you talked about, Javi Baez, maybe this team could be special. And when I say special, I mean sniff the postseason. I said the same thing. Chris Yelich told you the rebuild was over in your article that you wrote. I remember when you wrote the article, you were very hush-hush about who your subject was. It was Chris Yelich. He said the rebuild is over, so I'm not allowed to react how I'm reacting when it's
right ahead.
Historically
I just
pathetic.
Find it boring. I'll just be honest. I find it boring. Now, that said, we also, before the season started, by saying, are we getting duped? I mean, is Candelario going to lead the league in doubles again? Is Haas going to hit 22 home runs again? I thought we had a healthy suspicion that it wouldn't be all roses. A very healthy suspicion. Akil Badu, back down to the minors. Of course some things have gone awry. Of course Al Avila is not considered a great general manager. And I think he's probably a year away from being booted to a different spot in the organization. They have other people in place. Okay, now what? Talk about baseball. Who are you disappointed in?
Who's blowing me away?
Who's letting it down? What do you want to say?
248-539-9797. Listen, I want to ask the question. Wojo, apparently not emotionally or professionally moved by the patheticness of this baseball team. So he's that. Me? Yeah, I watched all weekend long. I wasted my time. I see garbage offense. I see pitching performance wasted. And yeah, I'm a Tiger fan. I'm upset. So I want to ask the people, since you're not moved at all, you just expected this apparently. 248-539-9797. Y'all, how you feeling? Are you pissed or are you just ready to do the Wojo and, you know, start watching the WNBA
and
the NHL playoffs and everything else that is going on this time of year? You
got to
finish Ozark, I heard.
I still have to finish the Ozarks. I watch it and continue to form an opinion on the players as the season unfolds. Like, I'm trying to figure out, is this really the collapse of it? Or I can't believe it's a collapse of it because they have too many young players that seemingly have talent that are, it's going to reveal itself at some point.
Wait, so you think it's going to get better?
Well, yeah, better than 8-19 pace. So just screaming about Avila, and I mean literally, you were just screaming, which is fine.
It deserves screaming.
Go ahead. To me, it becomes white noise because it's the exact.
But that's why you scream.
Same.
Moj.
Thing. Moj, come up with a different opinion.
I remember, there is no different opinion. The man doesn't deserve to have a job. I remember when Brad Ausmus was the skipper. And they went to Baltimore and to Seattle. Maybe they went to Oakland. They went on an 11-game road trip. They won one game. Do you remember this? They won the last game of the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming home and everybody, my cute little Mike, as you like to call it, I tracked down Al Avila and I said, are you going to fire Brad Ausmus? And, you know, he did a bunch of interviews with Jennifer Hammond and Jamie Edmonds and the local media. And he said, no, we're not going to do it right now. Now, it turned out that he got fired later that year. Okay.
You're right. Yes.
All we did was bitch about Brad Ausmus because he was horrendous. You don't stop bitching about a guy just because you're sick of bitching about him. If he continues to be bad, you bitch. Same thing with Al Avila. Avila got a pass early this season. He did. He got a big pass. Miggy's chasing milestones. AJ Hinch just says, you either come here or we'll beat you too. And they signed Javi Baez. Nobody was talking about Al Avila. And now it's obvious Al, once again, has done a bad job.
So you
what do you want to talk about?
Do you think 27 games seals it?
Meaning what?
That he's done. He's did bad.
Yes.
A month ago, we were saying he did a good job.
Nobody said he's doing a good job.
This offseason, we did
it
say.
It was better, we thought, yes.
Okay, so I'm just asking, 27 games?
If you're asking me to admit that I was wrong about something, then I'll admit it. I was wrong.
So you do think 27 games changed?
Okay, you watched last year, they started 9-24, and they played four good months of baseball after, and they never were able to get back in the race, ever, because they had just lost too much. It's the old saying, Wojo, you can't win a pennant in April, but you sure in the hell can lose one, and this is the exact same way. So you're 11 games under. How the hell do you get back to close to 500? How long is it going to take? So yeah, I mean, it's close to, if you expected playoffs, I checked Baseball Reference today. They have like a 3.4% chance to make the playoffs.
Well, first of all, I never expected the playoffs, and neither did you deep down inside, number one. Number two, yes, you can judge a team on 27 games, but you can't judge it in totality. You can't judge. Yeah, that's not who Austin Meadows is going to be for the whole year. That's not who Jonathan Scope is going to be
it
for the whole
be.
Year.
It's 1 month
I
of
don't
six.
Think, I don't think it is.
So 1/6 of the season is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't concern.
About 1/6.
Yeah, you should be a parent. You should. Because you would have great patience. You could be
I do have patience.
You could be a school teacher.
I have tremendous patience.
You do. Like,
no,
you know what?
I'm not emotionally attached to this right now because it's I get bent out of shape when a team that's supposed to be really good or screws up or a manager or coach makes a dumb thing. I don't get emotionally bent out of shape when I didn't expect it this bad, and yeah, that's awful, but it was not expected to be good.
Wojo, this was the most hype of not just the Tiger team, of any team for, I feel, the last decade here.
Yeah, now you're making...
Okay, give me...
I'm not arguing with a straw man.
No!
Oh my God.
The expectations were sniff the postseason with the extra postseason spot. That was the expectations. Now they're the worst team in the American League. That's a fact for you, if you want to take that fact to the bank.
So you're using your expectations.
It was everybody's expectations.
No, it was not.
That they would sniff the postseason.
Was it Vegas' expectations?
That they would be better than last year.
Were they over under with 72 or 74 games?
It was.
Was it anybody else? Baseball experts said
it was
expectations.
Expectations. It was the skipper's expectations. It was pretty much a lot of the fans around here expectations.
They said, yeah, we would hope to be in, but we'll see. We'd hope. And nobody else thought that. Didn't we talk about? Are we missing something? Everybody else outside of baseball doesn't have the Tigers doing anything. They're like last, even last in the Central. And you just yucked it up because you were building your own straw man for expectations.
Unbelievable. This man never want to blame the Illiches, never want to blame Avila, just blame the fans.
Blame a moron like me. They're all to blame, but you have to also understand what it was supposed to be and what it is. 97.1, The Ticket.